This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
.102 back on the fans. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata show on this Friday. 888-808-1019 is the number. Man, it's a pretty good time of the year. There's a lot of sports going on. You know, there's some, let's face it, guys, there's certain drafts that, at least specific to the Jets and the Giants, not that you're not going to follow who they're going to draft here, but there's a lot of big possibilities for both teams. Big possibilities. The Dominguez stuff, it's not necessarily fun to talk about, but it's important. You know, the Yanks and the Mets starting to rev things up. St. John's trying to wrap up that Big East crown tomorrow by themselves. And even some of the LeBron stuff that I just hit that I think some of you will find interesting. So a lot of different things to hit. 888-808-1019 is the number. We'll get back to you now. Back to those phones. Jimmy in Levittown. Jim, what's happening, Jim?
Good morning, BT. I'm actually heading to the game tomorrow.
Nice.
I graduated in 89. And I go back now, and it's funny, I see these faces who I haven't seen since we graduated, and they're all flocking back. I mean, I've been going here and there for the last few years, but this is special. It's different when you've gone there, and I never thought I felt this for my other teams, but the pride that's back in that building, and what Patino has done, and the amount of money he's created, and how this has gone, I'm not saying they could win it all, because I watch these SEC teams, and after watching them against Butler, I don't know if they could score with them. But I think the Sweet 16 is definitely there. I think they can get to the Elite Eight. But as far as any more than that, what's your opinion on that?
I'm not putting a limit on anything, and I got to be honest with you. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But I just don't do that because it's, to me, it takes away the enjoyment. I've said that a few times in the last couple of weeks. I get it. I'm not saying that I'm not peeking at the, you know, whether it's the AP poll or the net rankings, which, by the way, St. John's jumped up a few more spots there. I check that stuff all the time. And the higher the ranking, the, you know, the more viable they seem, and the more energy and the more juice there is around the program with maybe some fringe fans and more talking points on the fan and advertising campaigns and the Vice show and all the things that are around the program right now. It's great. And I'm loving it. I mean, it's been, man, I've been waiting for this a long time. So I'm going to enjoy it. And I think that if I start looking too far ahead, you know, I might not maximize the enjoyment of what's in front of me right now. Right now, I'm just, hey, tomorrow, Seton Hall, they should smash them. They should cut down some nets. And they should be Big East regular season champions. I get it. You know, can they match up with Tennessee? What would happen against Houston? What do they look like against Auburn or Duke? Cooper Flagg? Of course. But number one, I think it takes away from the enjoyment, as I said. But also, the unpredictable nature of March Madness. Like, who the hell even knows if I mean, Auburn could get knocked off. Or Duke can go home early. And then a potential Sweet 16 matchup between St. John's and a team that you don't think that they can necessarily beat. And even if you're right, maybe that team doesn't advance because they had an off night. Or maybe St. John's plays once and they get bounced because they miss free throws. Or they shoot 12% from three-point line. Or they score 59 points, or the team they're playing, Montana, or somebody you think that they should mop the floor with, you know, just goes bonkers from downtown. I don't know. All I know is I can't wait. Vinny's
back
up in the Bronx. Hey, Vinny. Vin.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
I want to say that this whole Dominguez thing is giving me Gary Sanchez PTSD all over. The potential is through the roof, but we question the work ethic. We question if he could play the position. You know, I say we get, like, Verdugo. We know his defense is good in left field. His bat, you know, is lacking, but we know that he's going to give us something in terms of the field. I hate to lose a game. Dominguez can't catch a routine fly ball. We should trade him now or just definitely give
trade
him a chance.
Him.
But, you know,
they trade him?
Give him a chance, but his potential right now that we can get back is going to get – we're going to get more than we do like we were with Gary Sanchez. Sit there and wait until it blows up in our face.
Yeah, I mean, you listen, know, like, there's no way I'm trade Dominguez? Trade him? That makes a lot of sense, Vinny. Let's trade him at his lowest point in value, and let's get 65 cents on the dollar. No, I mean, you run the risk of not trading him, and, you know, maybe you get 30 cents on the value down the road. But that's a risk I'm willing to take. There's no way. I'm not even entertaining thoughts of trading Jason Dominguez. You know, at least on paper, he's everything that's right. You know, he's young, he's cheap, he's explosive, he's a switch hitter, he can run, he can throw, he's got pop. I'm not looking to get rid of that. I'm looking to refine that. And I'm looking to maybe, I think the way you get the refinement is to put him in a spot of comfort, which is why I just don't understand why they're not putting him in center. It's baffling. Joe in Hempstead. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, BT? How's it going, buddy?
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
All right.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the face of the NBA thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like these guys don't really want to compete anymore. You know, you pretty much got LeBron running around snatching all the best players from every other team to come play with him, where Michael Jordan would never want to play with Larry Bird or Magic Johnson. He wanted to prove that he was the best against them.
Yep, yep.
You know, that makes that's a huge difference.
Yeah. Even in 92, the team practices, they would use that as when the doors were closed. They would go against each other like it was the NBA Finals. You know,
right,
the one thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I was.
Go ahead, Joe. The All-Star game from then to now is even different. These guys don't even want to play basketball, nobody. They're just out there. It's like, you know, it's always been a show for the fans, and I get that. But when Michael Jordan played against all these other guys, even in the All-Star game,
mm-hmm.
he was out to prove that he's the best on the court and nobody's better.
I know.
So it was, you know, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all those
guys, you know, Dominique, Patrick, yeah. Charles, yeah, Stockton, Malone. Yeah. I know. Listen, it's also because of my age, but to me, that's the absolute best era of basketball. You know, but nobody wants to hear about the glory days all day. So I'm going to be fair to the younger generation here, and because I think it's too lazy to levy these two strikes against the younger players today. I actually, and those two strikes are, well, players back in the day are better and they were tougher. All right. Those are two very different things. Do I think that the players in the NBA have more skill today? I think in a lot of ways they do. I mean, their range, their handle, it's ridiculous. I mean, it starts early. You got kids coming into the gym, pulling up from 25 feet out. You know, you just didn't have that back in the day. I think, look at Kyrie's handles all time. Kyrie Irving very well might have the best handle ever. In the history of basketball, one or two, like it's right there. Maybe Maravich. I mean, I've seen videos. Who knows? But I'd say probably Kyrie. But think about the way the point guards used to bring the ball up back in the day, whether it was Mark Jackson or Mo Cheeks, Magic, obviously a completely different prototype at 6'9", but Dennis Johnson. I'm trying to think of Stockton, like the elite point guards on teams that were on the cusp of championship teams. Even Doc Rivers with the Hawks, that Dominique team was really good. Not great, but good, really good. They weren't, like, their handle wasn't the way it's different. A lot of these guys would bring the ball up with their back to the defender. Like, I can even see Dennis Johnson and Mark Jackson doing it now. And even Mo Cheeks a little bit. So the skill, I think, very well might be more today. The difference is the will to compete. To me, there is no contest. It is evident on every night. And that has led to, I don't want to say the demise of the NBA, but it's getting to a point where it might be broken, and I don't know what the fix would be. I don't know. Ryan's in Fairfield, BT and Sound on the Fan. Ryan, what's happening, bud?
Yeah, how's it going? It's totally the demise of the NBA. In the 90s, these guys were not friends. In the 80s, these guys were not friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really hated the other guy on the other side of the court, at least for the season.
That's true.
You know?
I get it. Now everyone,
they're dapping each other up before their game. You know, they're putting their shirts over their mouths so they can talk about what they're about to do after the game, because the guys on opposing teams are about to go hang out.
Giving each other jerseys, you know? Right? Swapping jerseys. You see it in the NFL, too.
Yeah, they're taking pictures. They're on each other's podcasts, right?
Yep.
They're wearing each other's shoes.
Yeah.
That would have never happened.
I know.
No way.
But, you know, Ryan, there's two ways to look at it, Ryan. We can lament about what was, it was better back then. And again, that gets old there after a while. Or we could certainly acknowledge things that are wrong today in various sports. Right now, I'm talking about the NBA, and try to come up with solutions. Because there's a limit on how long you could bash something without bringing something productive to the table to make it better, even if it's not like what it was, but just to make it better than it is now. So do you have a solution?
I allow it to be a dogfight. I think it's too ticky-tacky. If we're going to talk NBA, you know, like, allow there to be a little physicality. Don't let, so like a Trae Young type, right? New York hates Trae Young. But what does he do? He draws the foul and the NBA lets him do it.
I know.
You know, the guy's going to go 4-for-21 from the field, but score 30 points because he's at the free throw line every other time.
I could tell. Listen, you watch hoops. I get it. You know. Maybe altering a few rules. I mean, maybe tweak it. You know, if you tweak the rules, like the mindset to foul hard, and I don't mean like Oakley. Those days are obviously over. You don't see anybody get hurt, but it's like to protect the paint and have more pride and, you know, be more willing to, like, the physical engagement. What would you need first? Like, tougher players or more liberal rules? I think if you loosen up the rules, I think the players become inherently tougher, because now you got to prepare your body for a different degree of contact as you attack the rim, because they ain't going to bail you out. And I think over time, I think residually now, because of the, I don't mean overhaul, but because of the tweaks, I use the word again, tweaks in the rules, now the player becomes more hardened and calloused and conditioned to deal with some physical putback and blowback, and now 10 years later, you have a little bit of a tougher player. Maybe that is the start. Mike's up in New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? Long time no speak, man. The last time I spoke to you, you were going, it took me months, man, to make
you.
I hated that day. Oh, my God. The air is out the bubble. The air is out the bubble.
I remember that. Well, you got a little volley back with Soto, so I got you.
I'm not going to hit you with that, but let me tell you, man. I'm ganked up for this Saturday, man. You know, it's going to be me, Chris Mullen, Mark Jackson, Zenden Hamilton, Matt Brust. You remember Matt Brust?
I love Matty. Matty Brust transferred from North Carolina. Yeah, I remember Matt. I used to love Matt Brust.
Right in the face. We're all going to be in the living room. Rest in peace, Lou Conestecca.
Yes,
rest
sir.
In peace, Malik Sealy,
yep.
Man.
Yep.
This
yep.
is what New York needs. You understand?
Yeah. Like, trust me.
We have no college basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever.
Yeah.
And this is the mecca of basketball. Everybody comes from New York. Dr. J. I mean, I could start from the beginning.
Well, not as much anymore. It's changed a little bit, in case you haven't noticed.
But everybody runs. Everybody goes and plays elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? For college.
Well, hold on a second, Mike. I'm going to guess. What are you, 50 what? How old are you?
I'll be 50 September 8th, bro.
Okay, got it. So I get your scope of reference. And yeah, there was definitely a point, Mike, and enjoy the game and enjoy the celebration. They should hammer Seton Hall. The City game, yeah, Connie Hawkins, you want to bring up him, you want to bring up Lenny Wilkins. These are all names, obviously, then Mark Jackson, Kenny Smith, Stephon Marbury, Mullen, Mario Elie. We could do this all day. But it's changed a little bit. Like the CHSAA, the Catholic high school scene, you know, Hoff's son goes to Stepanak, he's a freshman, and And they're still very good. Like, you know, they've got some really top-notch prospects, but it's changed. I mean, you know, Jack Curran's no longer with us, and Tim Leary at St. Francis no longer with us, and, you know, Nazareth is totally different, and Zavarian's good, but not quite what it used to be back in the day. Like, it has changed a lot, and it's changed for a lot of reasons, and, you know, not to bore you, but a lot of the best players, if they are from here, they bounce. And they maybe go to, like, somewhere, I don't mean college, I mean, like, they just relocate as families, whether it's South Carolina or North Carolina. There's a kid, I'm not, certainly, it's a different sport, but this is kind of the mindset of a lot of people. There's a kid, he is just a baseball player. Absolutely ridiculous. My son's played against him. This kid is crazy good. And he's 10. And he's throwing, I mean, I could double check his perfect game page. I want to say 64. He is a catcher. He's got, he hits bombs. He's sick. He's absolutely incredible. And he moved. He's going down to Florida or Texas. I think Florida, to put himself in a better position. I don't begrudge the family, and I don't think he's alone. I think that's, you know, that's more reflective of today's mindset of a lot of families. So when I was young, it was, all right, maybe so-and-so is going to prep at a school up in Maine or Vermont for a year, get the grades up, and then go to a better, you know, so you're not Prop 48. These are old terminologies here. And be able to play, right? But now, you know, I don't know how good Lincoln is right now. I'll check. But is Lincoln what it was when they had Telfair and Stephon and, you know, a million? Is Grady what it was? I don't know. I know there's some good, very good Catholic high school programs in New Jersey from a basketball perspective, but it has really changed. So when you say everybody rolls from New York, now that used to be the case. That's not the case anymore. You know, we're talking about St. John's. Look at St. John's roster. Now, Kadari's from Brooklyn, all right? Sim is from Jersey. Aaron Scott came from Texas. Davon Smith is from, he was at Utah as a player. I believe he's from Cali or Texas. He's definitely not from here. Zuby is not from New York. You know, he went to Kansas to play, and he's a Texas kid as well. So, no. Whereas you look at the last time St. John's won the Big East, Mullen, New York. Mark Jackson, New York. Walter Berry, New York. I think Willie Glass was from Atlantic City, or Shelton Jones, Long Island. Wennington, Long Island. I think Amityville. Totally different. It's just different. 888-808-1019 is the number. How about Riley out East Islip? What up, Riley? How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. How are you, BT?
Good.
I got a little bit of a laundry list for you. Number one, the Belt Parkway. Makes me sick to my stomach. I can't stand
it's
it
the
on
worst.
Here. Horrible. Number two, you did a great job this week alone. You should leave that doorknob home more often. He's
stop,
absolutely
dude. Come on. Yeah. Hey, listen, I can't. Now, Riley. Hold on, dude. I can't let it go. I can't. I got to zap you. You can't talk about my partner that way. Can't have it. Can't let you do it. Unacceptable. So you had three or four things. When you say that, you don't get to three and four. I got love for you, but I'm not having that. Let me get Timmy on Staten Island. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, BT? I don't have a laundry list. And about this solution, you know, for the current NBA, I bet these games. Should I bet them? That's a different story.
And just bet the over.
Well, but then that doesn't work. But
I got you.
Last night to go over 115, they got 112.
I got you.
But anyway, I look for player props, and then what ends up happening is you look for games that obviously the point spread is low. So theoretically, you're looking at a good game.
Mm-hmm.
The both sides healthy enough, which is saying a lot. Long story short, a lot of these games, BT, 2.5-point spread, good teams. I've seen scores at the half 71-44.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what the heck is going on here? And then that's what comes back with all the callers, the effort that they're putting forth. I'm 48, Celtic fan, Larry Bird. I can't go that far back. I could definitely go into the 90s with you a little bit. But I'd love to see if I could go back and see, you know, whether you saw blowouts. Hey, Celtics playing the Washington Bullets in 1986. They beat them by 30. It makes sense because they're that much better.
Yep.
But were there games between the Celtics and the Hawks that would get out of hand so quickly? I don't know. But my guess would be nowhere near to the
I would agree with that. Now, one game does I'm not so long. I'm not even going to get into it. But I would probably agree with that. I think because the better teams back then, especially when you mixed in expansion, like when Charlotte and Miami started coming into the NBA. Now the talent was further diluted, and the quality teams, that's why I say they had more pride. They had more tenacity. They weren't necessarily more skilled. I'm going to separate those. Today's players are incredibly gifted. I mean, Jokic, the way he passes for big, the European influence, the handles, the range, the sheer size. They are specimens, man. But I would never disrespect them. Number one, it's way too broad to say that they don't have heart. But they don't play with the same tenacity that, you know, their predecessors used to play with. And when you had a team like the Celtics with Bird and McHale, or a team like the Lakers with their studs, Magic, of course, Byron Scott, Kareem, et cetera, Worthy, or the Bad Boy Pistons, or even the Hawks with Dominique and Doc Rivers, those kind of teams, right? Kevin Willis. The physical disparity, if they were playing an average to a subpar team, was always, now I'm not saying that the bets never lost, it's still betting. I'm not even talking about betting. Just the optics of the game. The team that was better, clearly more talented. Now, they might not cover a massive nut there, but they're going to win because the teams that better that was better was coming with more focus and more professional pride and just more intense focus. So they were ready to play and they were ready to finish. And they would try to snatch the soul of the bad teams midway through the third quarter so they could chill on the bench.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, rest up their bodies. and then go out and drink all night. Like, that's, it's just different. It's so different. 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata on the Fan. Got you till 2. Come back, camera the phones. And it's Evan and Tiki coming up after me. BT and Sal on the Fan. It's Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata show here. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. All right, we've got a little resolution here in the Matthew Stafford situation. Would you like me to tell you what it is? Stafford is going to staying with the Rams. Wow. Staying with the Rams. Schefter just put this out there. Was it a tweet? Huff, it was, right? He tweeted this out. So I thought we'd get quick resolution. I really thought, based on one reporting, that the Raiders seemed to be ahead of the Giants and that the Giants were so much viewed as the underdog. That was the word used. I did not think this would bleed into the weekend very deeply, but I am still a little surprised he's staying with the Rams. I can't lie to you. All right, so now that that's done, all right, let's move on from Stafford. Next topic. Think about this, the way it goes, right? What, do we spend 3 days on Stafford? Really, I mean, I even floated a month or so ago. Oh, thanks for the content, Matthew. Appreciate you, buddy. No, but there is still there's some residual impact now for the locals. All right, let me explore this very quickly. So, if the Raiders would have gotten Stafford, it would have made life easier for the Giants and the Jets. To what degree, I don't know. But the Raiders at 6, the Jets at 7, the Giants at 3. Now, obviously, the Giants have a leg up on drafting a quarterback unless the Raiders are able to swing a trade with the Titans or the Browns, and the Giants either can't match or elect not to, whatever. You know, the Giants should be able to draft the quarterback that they want if they still want to go that route. But the fact that they were so in on Stafford to the point where they had, you know, already communicated to him that they would give him $100 million guaranteed over 2 years tells me, I think the pivot is going to still be to a veteran now if they seem that married to a veteran in Stafford. Now, Stafford's better than Darnold, and Stafford's better than Fields, and Stafford's better than Cousins. And maybe they look at that drop in talent as enough motivation, enough reason to go and get a Sanders or maybe a Cam Ward. But, yeah, I actually think that this impacts the Jets, certainly more than the Giants. But kind of keep it more to the Giants because Stafford was not rumored to go to the Jets. So he will stay with the Rams. Giants will have to, you know, whatever their plan B is going to be. I'm sure they've at least had a loose one ready. Now they got to tighten that up and see what happens. And now you got to hope from a Jets perspective that if you're eyeing the same person in the draft, if you're even inclined to take a quarterback at 7, and now we'll see what the Raiders do. Do they go to a Fields or a Darnold? I don't know. Or Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, maybe. Hey, maybe the Giants should go for Rodgers now. Why not? Throw him on the, that'll give us some good content, Huff. The Jets at 7 could be in a dogfight with the Raiders for one of those young kids. All right, back to you. That just broke. Good job by Schefter. 888-808-1019. Eddie is up up in Rockland County. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, BT? Great to talk to you. Been a great fan of yours for so many years and first time talking to you. So,
wow.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate the support. What's up, Eddie? Thank you, dude.
While I was on hold, you just broke the news that I was going to talk about Stafford. So let me get out of my tissues and dry up my tears first.
Yep.
Your caller probably about an hour ago, BT, where he was like leaving the Giants stadium and like he was, you know, done with fans of opposing teams yelling at him and all this other stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've been a Giant fan for a long time. I'm over 50. I've seen great teams and so forth. Since Eli has retired, we haven't had a quarterback. And it's not only just on Jones, because Jones really didn't have the protection as a quarterback for the Giants to succeed. And, you know, after a couple of years, he just was broken. Now we really need to overpay and get somebody in here. So I'm usually, when you say something, BT, I'm 98.9% backing you up because you usually hit it on the head. I think now that the Giants, this happened with Stafford, they don't need to take the number 3 pick on a quarterback that who knows if they're going to be a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do this. They do short term. They get maybe somebody like Rodgers, maybe like somebody like Cousins. you know, sell them on coming to New York and redoing it. If I was, you know, if I was Shane, I would go to Rogers and just say, you know, you got egg on your face. You look like a schmuck after being the Jets quarterback for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Let's do a 1 year.
Come look like more of a schmuck with the Giants? No, I'm just kidding. Come look like a bigger schmuck.
They got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
They got nothing to lose, BT, at this point.
Well, they had their jobs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They had their jobs to lose, Ed.
Well, that's too. You stated that too. You and Sal have talked about that. It's like they are on the line. They need to make something happen.
Yep.
And unless they have like 9-plus wins this year, they're fired, both of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead, Eddie.
So with that, so like short term, they need to have like a couple of safety nets besides Rodgers. So they sign Rodgers for a year or two, then they get somebody in the draft in the second, third, fourth round, like you said, somebody like Dart, somebody, the McCord from Syracuse, whatever.
Yep.
And then they sign somebody like Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe Milton, make a trade for him.
No.
And then utilize like somebody like Rodgers to say, hey, listen, you know, who do you think, you know, like really tap his knowledge, like Brady, you know, like that's what New England did with Brady.
Yeah.
Tap his knowledge to say, okay, who would you like on this team? And not like he did on the Jets.
You chop it up there, Eddie. Lost you. Good call. Very good call. Listen, it's not like there's a dearth of options facing the Giants here. There are some pretty appealing options to find out who's going to play quarterback. The problem is the place that Shane and Dable are in, it's got to come back with a different degree of success. Whereas with Muji and Glenn, there's just more rope. There's more plank. They're just getting going. I mean, we all know the names. We've been talking about them for months. There's a lot of things to do. But will it be enough to keep their jobs? I honestly don't know. Vinny's down the shore. Vinny, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's going on?
What's up, BT? How you doing? Doing great without Sal. Tommy's got to wear Mickey ears when he gets back on Monday.
I haven't seen a picture of the Mickey ears yet. I'm looking forward to it.
So anyway, yeah, I'm a big Big East guy. I'm 40 years old, been going to Big East games since I was a baby. I'll be at the Garden all 4 days in a couple weeks. I love seeing the Johnnies there. I love seeing them getting back. It's just tough for me as a Big East guy seeing the NIL and how it's really diminished a team like my Seton Hall Pirates, where last year we got absolutely snubbed from the tournament. You know, a couple years ago with Miles Powell, we got snubbed because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen him that good since Sam D'Alembert. So it's been tough for me to see that. I love to see the Johnnies come back. I just would love to see some more parity in our league. I would love to see the NCAA really acknowledge the Big East and how big of a powerhouse it is for basketball. And it's really a shame that we haven't been able to, you know, keep up with a team like me at Seton Hall, keep up with the NIL.
Yeah, Seton Hall's in a rough spot, Vinny. I appreciate the call. I got love for Seton Hall. I really do. Now, you know, all those names. I remember Sammy D'Alembert, of course, Miles Powell. Powell was really good. And, you know, this iteration is just there. They just don't have a lot. You know, they really don't. They lost a lot of players, and they don't have a lot of money. And Rick even talked about that when they played at Seton Hall in January. He's like, listen, now, I think he was a little extra humble because he's like, Kadar didn't want to play for me. Nah, I think that was a little bit of it in terms of player development, you know, NBA potential pipeline, you're Rick Pitino. But when I was there at the press conference, he's like, he won't play for me. We just gave him more money. Like, Rick is at a place he can be just so candid. It's really refreshing. You'd like to see Georgetown get their act together. And they're going to it coolly. I've got great respect for Fred Cooley. I think he's a really good coach. And, you know, you'd like to see Butler a little more competitive because it's a great venue, good history. Marquette's always good. Neptune at Nova. I know that they've had a little resurgence here late, but I think that that's a problem. I don't think he's anything more than average. So it's going to be interesting. But I do think the Big East is a little down this year. Now, St. John's is incredibly up, but I do think the conference itself is down. I do. Okay. Is this true?
Well, do you believe in Schefter's reporting?
I do.
All right. Well,
I don't really need to see Schefter giving opinions on these shows. I think he's boring.
I don't think it's an opinion.
Yeah, I'm saying thing. Like he's on, like when he's on Get Up, like, hey, I don't care. Just give me that. I don't think he's very good at that. Just give me the news, break the news. That's what you're good at. But so, yes, in terms of his news stuff, I think he's tremendous.
Do you think he can win a fight versus like Ian Rapoport or Jordan Schultz?
I think he's a little scrappy. I think he's like a little pit bullish. Yeah, I'm not going to put that past him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. That has not broken, but what has is with Matt Stafford remaining with the Rams, the Giants are investigating all veteran quarterback options, including Aaron Rodgers, per sources.
All right, so that source would be Shane or Dable or Mara because of Schefter.
Or Rodgers?
No.
You don't think Rodgers would leak that? No.
Now, there's different ways for him to ascertain this. And by the way, in terms of viability, I 100% believe it. Was it something like this? I'll give you two options. He reaches out to whomever is Giant. I'm sure he's contacted with all those guys. But let's just say it's ownership. And it's a text or it's a call. And it's like, hey, you know, what are you guys thinking about doing now without Stafford available? You know, would you extend the net to everybody? And then maybe Mara says, yeah, everything's on the table. And then maybe Schefter volleys back, you know, even including somebody like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, sure. I mean, we need a quarterback and we're open to everything. That's one presentation, which would allow him. He's not wrong in terms of what you read me. If that's what happened, then that's fine. It could have been fairly benign, but enough where you can run with that report. He didn't refute it, Mara or Dable or whomever. Or it could have been like, yeah, I mean, listen, we think Aaron's got a lot more juice in the tank maybe than the Jets did. And we think that he can get us to a place that these other guys could get us. And the money might make a little more sense than somebody like Darnold. And we're interested in Rodgers there, Adam. And I don't know why I'm having these third-level conversations, but...
If I'm Adam Schefter, I say, you know...
Wait, hold on. I lost my earpiece.
I see it.
Okay. There you go. Gotcha.
If I'm Adam Schefter, I say, you know, John.
Yes, John.
You have somebody next door that could give you a little heads up of how that might go with Aaron Rodgers. So why don't you give Woody a call?
Give Woody a call. It's going to be a short conversation if it's about football. If it's about money, finance, politics, yeah, be on the phone for a couple hours with Woody. Sure. Football? Call somebody else. Better hope call waiting comes in. Do they still have call waiting? Can you do call waiting on a mobile on an Apple phone? Call waiting.
Well, what's call waiting again exactly?
Well, call waiting is like back in the day, like you're on the phone. Oh, hold on, Pat. Brian's calling. Let me get Brian, and then you could kind of like sync all three. Yes.
You mean when when you're on the phone and somebody else calls in and you see, oh, look, it's my doctor. I got to pick this up real quick.
Yeah, but then I know
it's not officially call waiting. It's a little bit more advanced.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I know that you could do it, but I honestly still, I'm going to come clean. If I'm on the phone, right? Say if I'm on the phone, somebody for work and my dad calls and I'm like, all right, I know we're going to catch up. It's that time of week and we're going to catch up today, hopefully. Called him yesterday. I didn't get back from him. That's rare. And I'll just ignore it because if I go to click to him and say, hey, Dad, I'll call you right back. I'm doing it. I lose the other call. I still don't know how to do that. No, I know that.
Somehow that doesn't shock me.
I'm digitally sound, man. I'm up to technology.
From the guy that doesn't understand how to get into his work account email address?
From the guy who's never heard of the word musculature, you should pipe down.
Listen, I'm digitally inclined. I'm not educationally inclined.
That's Stepanek for you. That's not Xavier. I'm not educationally inclined. Attributed to a Stepanek grad. Good job, buddy. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sal, Rodgers, Giants. I guess we'll squeeze in a couple of calls on that. And not much worse than Stafford, so it shouldn't be off the table. BT and Sal right here on The Fan.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Vinny's back up in the Bronx. Hey, Vinny. Vin.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
I want to say that this whole Dominguez thing is giving me Gary Sanchez PTSD all over. The potential is through the roof, but we question the work ethic. We question if he could play the position. I say we get like Verdugo. We know his defense is good in left field. His bat, you know, it's lacking, but we know that he's going to give us something in terms of the field. I hate to lose a game. Dominguez can't catch a routine fly ball. We should trade him now or just definitely give him a chance.
Him.
But, you know, give him a chance, but. But his potential right now that we can get back is going to get, we're going to get more than
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, like, there's no way I'm trade Dominguez? Trade him? That makes a lot of sense, Vinny. Let's trade him at his lowest point in value, and let's get 65 cents on the dollar. No, I mean, you run the risk of not trading him, and, you know, maybe you get 30 cents on the value down the road. But that's a risk I'm willing to take. There's no way I'm not even entertaining thoughts of trading Jason Dominguez. You know, at least on paper, is everything that's right. You know, he's young, he's cheap, he's explosive, he's a switch hitter, he can run, he can throw, he's got pop. I'm not looking to get rid of that. I'm looking to refine that, and I'm looking to maybe... I think the way you get the refinement is to put him in a spot of comfort, which is why I just don't understand why they're not putting him in center. It's baffling. All right, there you go. That's a BT and Sal call of the day. Maybe you know the answer to this before we get back to these calls. Squeeze in a couple. What is this thing? This purple button in the... Who's it? What is this? Do you know what this is?
I don't know if that's Tiki's, if that's somebody's, but it makes a sound when you hit it.
Right? It sounds like Evan, right?
Yeah, maybe when
well, they got some gimmicks,
for,
huh?
Maybe when they traded for Ben Simmons, was that the sound he made?
Ben Simmons? I mean, if that's... Why would he make that sound when they... Was he happy or was he...
No, for Ben Simmons? Nobody was happy about that.
When they traded for Ben?
For Ben?
Yeah, it's true, too. Yeah.
Because that was the James Harden-Ben Simmons
that's
swap.
Right, that's right,
correct.
That's right.
Or it could have been like the Jacob DeGrom injury news.
That's true, too.
Actually, you know who I think that might be?
He's out of his mind.
I think that might be Joe Beningo.
No do way. It again. Hold on.
Yes, it is.
There's no way that's Joe.
Yes, it is.
Doing it's, what?
I forgot what it
Having
was.
Having sex?
No.
I mean, what is
no,
that,
No, it was
Joe?
Him screaming about something either with the Jets or the Mets. I'm just trying to remember. Yes, because they play it all the time. Yeah. And it's,
Okay. So it's an homage to the great Joe B?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Since he doesn't have a plaque around here, they just have some shriek.
We just have a button around every corner if you want to just bug out.
I got you. All right, let's get back to these calls here. By the way, I bumped into Mirage. I had to go record some spots during the last break there. And, you know, not over the top. And he'll obviously talk about it coming up with Evan. Well, Evan's off with Teak, right? But he's like, yeah, I'll take Rodgers. And you know what? Makes sense. Would you rather have Rodgers or Russell Wilson? You. Huff.
I'd take Russell Wilson.
Why?
I watched Rodgers destroy the Jets the past 2 years.
You don't actually think, well, you might, but do you think that Russell Wilson's better than Rodgers?
I kind of don't care. I know that Rodgers literally destroyed a team for 2 years. I could see it happening with the Giants, right. And I have no interest in that.
You know what? Not how I would frame it, but I kind of hear where you're coming from.
I mean,
I don't think he destroyed the Jets, but I got you.
I mean, Unkillable went to 12, they had 12 wins in 2 years. That's what Unkillable turned into.
He only had five.
I know. Guess who else had five wins last year?
Oh.
Derek Carr.
Yeah. Derek Carr. There's just certain names. just don't excite you, right? Like that. Like a couple of years ago, it was like Andy Dalton. Now it's like Derek Carr. Just don't, because you know they're not going to get better. You know they're not good enough. You know you're not going to win. You know you're not going to be horrendous, but not good. Yeah, so not good enough to draft top three.
Sam Darnold.
Sammy D. I hear you. Sammy D. Let me get Mike in Old Bridge. Mike, BT and Sal, what's up?
Hey, BT. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Michael.
I love you. I love you, brother, because you entertain me and you educate me.
Well, that is the job description, my man. Good to know that I mean it for somebody.
Yes, and I need you to educate me on your optimism on the New York Jets. To me, Woody Johnson is the definition of insanity. He keeps doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to Aaron Glenn and Mr. Muji, and they saying the same exact things that Saleh and Joe Douglas said. So why are you so optimistic?
Well, number one, I think Robert Saleh was a bad coach. So part of the optimism is derived from the belief that Aaron Glenn's going to be better. And better will manifest itself in more turnovers created, fewer turnovers lost, definitely fewer penalties. I mean, you got to think that they have a better kicker. Zuerlein lost them 4 games last year. So, you know, without overstating, I'm not saying Glenn's going to win the Super Bowl in year one. I just think they're in better hands. And, you know, other than that, they've got some talented players on the roster. And... here we go, you know, if they could have a good draft, if they could do some things in free agency, you know the song and dance by now. You know it. We are unkillable. God. What a day that was. Wow. Let me get, you know what? How about Jeff in Hamilton? This is about the Rodgers and the Giants. Go ahead there, Jeff.
How are you?
Good.
I spoke to you last week, and I was in favor of them getting Stafford, and then, like, part of my argument was, like, next year, there's some, like, not this year, next year, some great names coming out, like a Manning, and then somebody called up after me, and for some reason seemed to think the Manning's not coming out because no Mannings came out, but whatever. I'm saying no to Rodgers for the same reasons. We don't need the same, like, Rodgers is such a weird dude, and, you know, like, if we do draft a quarterback this year, let's say in, like, you know, maybe second, third round, you want somebody to mentor him. Rodgers is not that guy, and the whole clown show with the Pat McAfee and the going to South America and the hallucinogenics, all the stuff that comes with Rodgers, plus, honestly, what is he, 41? I think he's pretty cooked at this point. His arm's not what it was. Mm. I would way rather have another veteran than Rodgers, just because of the clown show that comes along, the media, it's just so much. The Giants do not. And if you're Dable, yeah, you want that right now? That's what you want? Is this guy?
I mean, that's why it's less than optimal here. You got two gentlemen trying to keep their jobs and prove to Mara that they should be back after this year. And look at the options. You know, you're thinking about giving, they were willing to give Matthew Stafford $50 million guaranteed for two straight years. Some might think that's a little cavalier. I was okay with it, but it's, again, a little less than perfect because he's 37. Some think that, you know, Sean will speak for himself, but Sean would take Rodgers over Russell Wilson. And that comes with issues. You know, his Achilles just rolled up like a lampshade 2 years ago. He's 41. I wouldn't say he's weird. I think he's a little eccentric and eclectic in terms of his interests. But there were a lot of Jets that were unhappy when he was sent packing. So I do think the notion that he's a bad—I don't think he's a bad guy at all. I think Aaron Rodgers is a very good-hearted, very well-intentioned person. I also think Aaron Rodgers is the kind of person that just has no time for fools. Just he's not to waste his time with fools. Either if you're lazy or if you're dumb— or if you're both, he just is not, he doesn't have enough time for that. Some people get turned off by it. That Jet, most of the Jets, maybe with the exception of Garrett Wilson and maybe one or two others, to a man, they said, we're going to miss him. He was great. We want him back. So I don't think that he would destroy the, what culture of the Giants? The Giants suck. Culture of that, he's going to ruin the Giants. He's going to ruin them more? Now, how much lower can you go? Hello. Can you go? Hoffy, good week, buddy. That'll wrap it up. BT and Sal. Sal, will he have the patch on Monday? Sal the Pirate will be back. My guy's back with me on Monday. Hey, Johnny's, when you win tomorrow, cut down the nets, will you? Get the picture. Take the photo op. Bring it home. See it at the Garden. Looking forward to that. See what else happens over the weekend with Dominguez and the outfield and some of the baseball stories. Have a great, great weekend. Evan and Tiki, -7, up next. I will see you Monday at 10 or at the Garden tomorrow. Bye-bye.